Big changes are underway for Ohio's publicly funded childcare system. By 2020, every provider accepting public dollars in the state needs to meet licensing requirements under a program called Step Up to Quality. Some have already gotten a rating, but many are lagging behind, and county officials are scrambling to make sure they're ready. At LCD Academy in Gahanna, toddlers are learning about sea creatures. Watercolor sets are spread out on the table, and the kids paint on coffee filters, with construction paper sharks, starfish, and whales in the center.
What color are we going to paint the shark?
When Operations Director Kadada Bethel isn't helping children paint, she's in charge of balancing the books and keeping the lights on. She explains the new state requirements are never far from mind.
50% of your teachers have to have degrees, so we're already hiring teachers with degrees. So currently our staff, 50% of our staff, or a little over 50% of our staff, already have degrees. So that will help us to be better prepared for the step up.
The new licensing scheme affects every child care provider in Ohio accepting public dollars. The initiative lays out standards for curriculum, staffing, and student assessment. Providers receive a star rating from 1 to 5. The program became law in 2012 and came with a 2020 implementation deadline. That's making local officials like Joy Bivens a bit nervous. The Franklin County Job and Family Services Director explains what it would look like if that deadline was tomorrow.
We would have 22,200 children that would not be able to be cared for in Franklin County. And I'm going to pause on that number. This would affect 10,000 to 12,000 employees. So this is not just a child care issue.
This is workforce.
This is a workforce issue.
That's County Commissioner Marilyn Brown cutting in at the end. Concern on the commission is palpable, even if, like Commissioner John O'Grady, they all agree with the underlying policy.
This is also a very worthwhile endeavor. We are, as a parent, you know, as parents, as grandparents, you know, this is something that's a fantastic effort on behalf of the children of Franklin County.
Their chief complaint is familiar. State lawmakers approved the plan but didn't set aside money to help child care centers comply. The county has put forward about $1 million already to raise awareness and develop a training program for providers. Even though Step Up to Quality's deadline is 2 years off, it carries new education requirements for directors and teachers. Higher ratings require higher levels of education or training. Bethel explains for some providers, that could be a serious problem.
They've given you a lot of time to get there, but it doesn't mean it makes it any easier to get there because of that balancing act with payroll, with paying for education for your teachers, with being able to pay the teachers.
But the change isn't all bad for them. The upfront investment in time and money to get a higher star rating may be significant. But providers will receive greater reimbursements with each additional star they earn. Centers can see up to a 35% increase in their public funding rates. Nick Evans, WOSU News.